lot of words.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Hey, man, come on. Let's give them a hand. Take carriage. They've been practicing. They come to the house and they rehearse. And it is great. That is a wonderful job. I thank her. And she comes and they start off every rehearsal with prayer. Scripture. And it's just a good place, amen. It's a good, safe place for us to bring our family and our children, and they're growing, amen. I look at Cameron, and
amen.
I tell you, she always could pray, but now the nanny's singing and rapping and rocking.
That's right.
Little one came to her praying.
Wow.
Right out the box. Thank you for working with them, Miss Lynn. I pray that we do the work of the evangelist that we've been called to all be, and bring in more. There's so many of our children that are not hearing the word. Worse than that, they're not seeing the word. And if we don't show them, if we don't help them see it, those ones who, you know, let's face it, you don't get to pick your parents.
Yeah,
you don't. I don't know anybody that got the chance to pick their parents. If they never know about the love of Jesus. If they never ever set their foot in the church and never ever hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, that there's a God in heaven who gave his son so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, it's obvious what the devil's doing. But don't lose hope. And we can't even beat ourselves up for what we might have done when we were ignorant and in sin and deceived. Now our task is to pick up the cross and follow Jesus.
Amen.
Redeem the time. Start living lives that would direct our young people. We talked about it in the Bible study a little, you know, passing on the faith. It's important. This is what Youth Sunday is all about, is passing on the faith. Churches across America are starting to struggle. We got kind of cute, really. Started jumping up and down and running around instead of doing the gospel. It saves. That makes disciples. I'm sorry, you can have a church full of folk and you don't have a disciple in there.
Amen.
Disciple is a follower of Jesus.
Amen.
A joyful learner of Jesus.
Amen.
You gotta be joyful following, you know, joyful learning. When is the church open? What's next? And they say you might want to go back to square one. I ought to be that. I ought to be that in everybody. Because once you start to see the priority and understand the priority, and I'm a living witness to this, once you start to, and I'm not bragging, please don't think that I'm bragging. Once you start seeing the how Jesus operates, how God of heaven operates, how he starts supernaturally to start coming through. He'll show you some glimpses of coming through. Even when you don't listen. Amen. Come on, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. No, you shouldn't. here thinking that you did it.
Boy, you got my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Or you made it on your own.
Yes, Lord.
But when you come to a real place of following and learning, he's a rewarder of them. His word is true. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Like he told the children in Israel, he said, yeah, I gave you wells you didn't dig and houses you didn't build. And people working in it that you don't even know anything about just walked into this land and the people laid down before you.
Yes.
He'll do the same.
Amen.
I'm a living witness.
Amen.
And I'm just trying to lift up the name of Jesus. I was just thinking the other day, this morning actually, and yesterday. You know, the Lord sent me through the postal service there for a year or so, a couple of years. And I've been so blessed by it. I'm just thinking, what would have happened if I wouldn't have said, okay, Lord, I'll go and fill out that application. I didn't even understand it, really. I thought I was... He kind of tricked me and thought I made me think I needed a job. Because he probably knew I wouldn't have done it the other way. Been so blessed by it. Did you see what would have happened? If I'd have told the Lord, I don't want you to know that. He had tricked me into that one. Think about all the love. Friendships. The connectedness. For the rest of my life. I'm so happy about it. I really am. I'm so happy about it.
That's all right, Pastor.
But what I'm trying to tell you is, what if I had?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'd put my hands on my hip and say, die.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need no job.
Right, yeah.
Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I did. It was no problem with that. But I tell you, he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, I'm still getting phone calls from people that I met along the route. Still being blessed by the phone calls from people along the route. You still in real estate? $10,000. You sell my house? $15,000. I'm telling you, he's a rewarder of them that diligently.
Come on now.
I didn't tell you to call me. Remember. Time to get somebody lift up the name of Jesus.
That's it.
God, yes. Lifting up the name of Jesus.
All right.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
I never claim to be the smartest or the sharpest tool in the tool chest, but I am his tool.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to keep learning how to make sacrifices. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the short time today. Love to preach all day. Keep on going until, like, the day over next. One fell asleep and fell out the window.
Yes.
And over to him, we raised him up, Lord God, and he ran around the house again. They kept right on that.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus. Thank you. Wow. I thank you for the Holy Ghost power that you come with tonight.
Yes.
Not because of me. Because of the family, Lord God. I pray right now that you would help them, Lord. See that they can put everything else number two.
Yes.
put you in the Word.
Yes, yes.
And just watch you. Just trust you.
Yes.
Just bless your name.
Yes.
Watch you order their lives. Order their steps in your
Word.
Word.
Yes. Yes.
Father, we love you. We praise you.
Yes.
Jesus, they made the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Youth are doing a wonderful job, amen.
Amen.
They are. And we need to step it up, amen. Everybody needs to step it up in what we've been saved to do.
Yes.
Men, men out here walking around like trees on their way to hell. Our young people.
Yes.
Devil's just trying to just destroy them. Bullets coming through walls.
Yeah,
you know, you said that your house, thank you, God, is made.
Yeah,
and next thing you know, you're looking at Jesus.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Walking down the street. You can't even walk down the street anymore. I'm telling you what, we might not be able to be shielded from all of that nonsense because it's terrible out there. I agree.
Yeah.
But I am going to do our job right now to make sure people don't. You know what's going to happen to you if you die today?
Right.
You have any idea where you're going?
Yes. Yes.
Any idea where you're going? I ran across a book this week that was given to me by my mentor on Gone to Be with Glory. Gone to Be to Live in Glory with the Lord. But it was just interesting that this week that the Lord just popped this book under my hand. You know, I got lots of books. It wasn't like this is the only book over there on the shelf. It wasn't even like I was looking for
right.
A book. Somebody, the Lord did something for you like that this week. Wasn't he looking for something he did?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
My God.
He's going to reveal these
things. Wow.
But it says here, it's called soul winning in black churches. I'm not so much colorblind, you know, but I want this to be a multinational church. I do, y'all. Guess what? When we go to heaven, I don't think that since we're all made of one blood, there's going to be a whole lot of surprise folk up there to find out that they carry some hatred around in their heart. You know what we preached about when we said, oh, I'm not forgiven. More men will come and take you away. But it says here, internal crisis in black churches. The average member of black churches, let me see, I'm going to tell you who this is by. This is by Dr. J. Herbert Hinkle. He's a minister in Chicago, Illinois, and has a great church there. And they turned themselves around and got themselves lost. And, you know, being doing church, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Often you can do church and forget where you're supposed to be going.
Yes, yes.
But since we're in the size that we are, we might as well go straight there, right?
Amen.
Yes,
so we can stay on course. Amen.
Yes, all right.
Yes. Amen. It says the average member of black churches would like to see a few more people saved, provided he doesn't have to go out and get the members feel that if they get a really top-notch preacher, he can turn the community upside down and all the people will come running down to their church. That's happening. They do not want to be looked down on as being holy or fanatical. They do not want us to think that they are different. They do not like to change much. Remember, this is not my words. They want the church to be a nice social club, never embarrassing anybody about death or hell, and they don't like any demands on the old timers of the community. But the simple fact is that most black churches do not win souls because they are not set up to win souls. They might get filled up, but they do not win souls. Sure, we can have a bumping choir, be 450 cross, y'all. Put them. But But if they're not winning souls,
yes.
I've been in some of these places. They got some demons running around up there in the cross. I know where the devil hang out.
Wow.
He got jokes too. You will never hear a black, hear a member in a black church making out any group plan to go win souls. Primary mission, right? Go. Win souls. Everything else, I'm not saying that we won't have this, that, and that, and that, and that. But it's never the problem. And when we do have those, the mission of those will be to go.
Yeah, right.
Never lose the focus of going to win
souls.
As soon as you lose that focus, it starts to happen. Because the Bible says, go ye therefore.
Yeah.
Unto the world.
That's right.
Preach and baptize. Teach them to in the name of what?
Father,
Son,
and Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
It didn't say anything about the Willing Workers Club. Pastor Aid Club. Digging Boy.
All right.
Digging Boy.
Yes.
Trusty Boy.
Come on.
Women's Auxiliary.
Yes.
Young Hands Club.
Wow.
Willing Workers. May Day. Christmas and April Club. Going to the Casino Club. Kill more chicken than it should be allowed club.
Wow.
Chicken just running away from church. Woo, it's Sunday. Because I'm no church dinner. Stay away from them folks. They're crazy over there. They're cheating. Can't eat you. Selling chicken dinners in this building. And all of a sudden, it's just a big barn. Ripped people's shoulders.
Amen.
No Holy Ghost. No Spirit. No fiction. No. But when you do it the Lord's way.
Yes. Come on.
You're still talking about the church 2,500 years later. That's how they had all things on. One accord. How they ceased not daily to pray and fast and tremble. Yeah. We don't have to wonder about what happened to them. We what happened to them.
That is so true.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Well, the church building isn't there anymore. Well, guess where the church building is? I wonder what happened to them. What happened to them? Are you a Christian?
Yeah.
Do you believe?
Yes.
Did they pass on that faith or what? You know, they passed it on in times where it would cost you everything. From the top of your head to everybody in the house. And we have problems doing what the Lord said do. Let's look at John chapter 4 for a minute, just for a few minutes. I'm trying to get finished with this part of the Making Disciples series today, and prayerfully God will give us new direction. But we're just gonna stay on the primary now. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Because we're gonna bring them in. I'm not coming, and you gotta come. You gotta come study to get some of this other stuff that we're gonna talk about.
Amen.
Because you know what? We need to learn how to do the first things first. Over here in John chapter 4, we find out that the Lord is concerned about everybody.
Amen.
Even those that people won't talk to, walk around. And in that culture, you know, this Samaritan person, this woman at the well, they want to know why are you talking to me? Why are you talking to a Samaritan? You don't, Jews don't do that. And before I read the passage, I want to ask you, put your name there. What don't you do with it? Ain't trying to think about it. We're just trying to go make disciples.
Amen.
Real disciples. Jews don't do that. They don't have no dealing with them. And it says over here in verse 13. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up unto everlasting life. The woman said unto her, sir! Sir! Give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said, I like this. Woman, go call your husband.
And call.
Tell him what?
Hither.
Hither. And then come here. Bring him here. Bring him here. Have that cup and bring him here. Making disciples. We found out that the Greek word for making disciples was to be a runner. Amen.
Amen.
I guess besides doing something that you really hate, most learning shit is joyful. And you go and attend to it. You put your back into it. You lean over into it. So you will do what? Get the most out of it, right?
Amen.
Why?
Well, I'm asking you this, disciple. Are you leaning into it? Are you getting the most out of it?
I know.
If you were paying $595 an hour, or credit, as I say, if you were going to the university, leaning into it, you said, I got to study.
All right.
I'm getting $95 a credit.
Yeah.
And here we are on our way to see Jesus.
Yes.
Like $595 a credit.
Wow.
It's anything to even compare to the glory that shall be revealed in
Jesus.
Oh, I think y'all missed that jumping joy juice right there. It's not even worthy. You talk about, well, I have to, you know what I say? So I have to tell you. You have to see Jesus. I'm telling you what, you will get a count for the things that he's done. Words should be coming alive for you. I try to keep it real. Amen.
Amen.
Words should be coming alive for you. And I got to get a heart for your life.
I'm
on my way.
Yeah.
Well, I won't have to cry no more. I won't have to die no more. So I will see my mother. I will see my father. I'm going to run down there first. I'm going to hold on, boy. I'm going to see Jesus. Been listening for a while, but I want to see his face. Just to behold his glory. Thank him for his grace.
Yes.
Thank you for saving me.
Yes.
Thank you for fixing me. be a learner. You gotta be a learner.
Yes.
Go in and worship him, worship him in faith.
Yes.
You gotta stop the foolishness.
Right.
Stop putting me in number eight. Stop putting me in number eight. Jesus is the way. Three kind of discipleships going on. I know you on one of them. Right.
Right.
Amen. Somebody get that, please. Please say somebody. I ain't gonna tell you. You ain't walking on one street. We didn't talk.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate you being here this morning, but you're not finished.
That's right.
And if you are this, if you're still not finished,
yes.
You're a learner. You're a follower.
Yes.
Ain't no retired Christians are like Pastor Lopez, Evangelist Lopez. Ain't no secret service Christians.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
But you are a church.
Yes.
naked I came, naked I came. Yes.
Amen.
I'm trying. He gave me this, and I'm going to try. But he's also giving me all this other stuff at the same time now, because I just want y'all to be encouraged.
Amen.
That's true.
This is not a message to tell anybody this.
No.
No.
If I can't make you happy about seeing Jesus today.
Oh, yes. Come on.
And have him say, well,
Yes.
Three kind of disciples just that we're talking about. One is the initial discipleship. It's the initial discipleship that we kind of did that work yesterday. Amen. We were going out there and we were trying to win disciples through evangelism, bringing sinners to Christ as learners via the first time, via through the first time of repenting or faith, to having the first time faith and submitting themselves to God's grace. Amen.
Amen.
Initial discipleship. You know, everybody has to come in under the initial discipleship. This woman at the well. Love this woman at the well. She was out there just thirsty. She was in a barren and dry place in her life.
Yes.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
When you feel barren and dry. You might not even feel like Jesus even knows you, or you know God, or God hates you. Do you know people like that? God mad at me. You can fix that. That's all I
can.
You can fix that. I don't feel his presence. You can fix that.
Alright.
I don't know how to pray. You can fix
that.
Yes.
I don't feel anything in my spirit. Who said you were going to feel? Who told you that?
That's right.
This thing is based on belief. This thing is based on faith.
Yes, come on.
Got so many people teaching the foolishness.
Amen.
So if you now put your feelings above your faith, what do you got? Where's the trash can? Right before the trash can. If you want to put your emotions before the faith, where's the trash can? You want to put your emotional thing before the faith. Where is the
trash can?
It's impossible to please him.
Yes.
That's
right.
And everybody trying to line up something before you. Did you feel anything? You ain't got to feel nothing. You better have
faith. That's it.
Amen.
Did you see the stars? Is that even Bible? The stars align? I try to be angry. I get it makes me angry, but I try not to share it. Because people are dying. And it's like a petrifying sore all around us. People are dying all around us.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes,
and our families. We can't keep it off of us.
Wow.
It makes me angry.
Why?
And then to come in and to come into the household of faith and find out somebody want to take my faith and make it number C or B or D. And sooner or later they get around to, well, do you have faith? Did you roll around? Did you talk? Did you run up and down? Did you leave over the bed? Something come out crack? What? All you have to have, look here guys, faith. Asking someone to accept Jesus Christ means you give them the opportunity to hear the good news. Do you know how to tell somebody the good news about
Yes.
We ought to be about making initial discipleships with people. The good news is give them an opportunity to put their faith
in Jesus Christ.
Stop the other foolishness. Stop telling people that's right. Don't shake your hand when it's wrong. Mm. You can pull them aside. You might not want to embarrass them. Pull them aside and say,
what does it say that in the Bible? Mm. Show me.
Mm. Well, we believe. There you go.
Mm. Wow.
I don't care what you believe. The devil will take it now. And he'll dress that pig up. And he'll kill people. He'll destroy people.
Yeah.
There's only one truth that makes men free. So the initial thing is, well, I prayed the prayer, but I didn't feel it. Show me the Bible where you had to feel. I prayed the prayer, but I didn't hear the music. You show me the Bible where you had to hear the music.
Yeah.
I prayed the prayer, but the floor just, I didn't feel anything in the floor. Show me the Bible where the floor.
That's right.
They got people rolling around and laughing like horses in high heels. I'm telling you, it's true. So that they can have the feeling. And if you have the feeling, then surely you'll get the faith. Stop doing this to people. Imagine you're walking in this desert place, man. You're walking. And you were walking in a desert place. Somebody stop passing for cigarettes. I have living water for you. All you got to do is draw from this living water that will give you eternal life. As a matter of fact, you drink this water like this water, you won't have to thirst for this kind of water anymore. We're talking about your initial discipleship. And now that you've got the water, you found the great oasis in life. You out there in that desert, and that palm tree was over there, and all of a sudden there's this water thing over there. You went over there and got that water out that oasis, and you now have eternal life. You come and you fed every week. You come and grow every week. You come and study. You have that water that fills you up and gives you joy, peace, love, happiness. And when things come that go your way, that don't go your way, you still know that you can make it.
That's right. Amen.
You can take it.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
With the Lord.
That's right.
On your side. You know, I can't be Lord. Just go. You found it. You found it. Now somebody else shows up coming across the desert. They lost and just walked. Just died for water. And you know where the water is. Get it? Water. You walk over to him and say, I hate when they do that to me on my job too. Oh, water? Yeah, I have the living water. They might tell you what they tell you. They might don't even know why they thirsty like that. I tell you any old crazy thing, and you got 2 years in, 1 month. Listen to them. You'll find out that their well is dry. And there you are with a very big old canteen for the Holy Ghost, eternal life, water. And he said, sir, if they serve, give me some of that. And even if they don't drink, you can take a horse to the water. And you can't make it.
You can drink. That's right.
You don't have to feel bad about them. Let me put it another way. It hurts when they don't drink. When they won't take that free gift of the water. It hurts. But this is not what you wanted to have happen to you. You don't want it to discourage you. So then the next time that you see somebody else coming across the desert, you say, well, they'll figure it out. Right. You go right back up here. Thirsty? Are you thirsty? What's going on? And they might say, well, you know what, that my job is just terrible. And blah, 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 blah. And blah, 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 blah. You just let them do what they do because they're trying to make a connection to get to the... They don't know it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And this was discipleship. Leading someone to Christ is making them have a sincere commitment to Christ. Sincere commitment to Christ. You know, I can't say that anybody is saved. I believe you're saved. Right. I see you come and I see you study and I see your good works. Mm-hmm. Right. But I don't know your heart.
Amen.
That's between the Lord and you. And if you're a disciple of Jesus Christ, then you're going to be a learner. You're going to be a follower.
Yes.
You know, I shouldn't have to pump. I shouldn't have to pump. I don't get me wrong. This is a growing thing. I started at the back of the church where my pump, where my well was on empty. I started at the back and I wanted to get out of there at 8. Oh, I'm sorry. I started at 7:30. If you were blocking the door at 8:30, you're allowed to get hurt. I was coming out. But I understand this. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
There is a process.
Yes.
I stopped knocking people down at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, I'm up there. Next thing I'm sitting at my organ again. Still hitting up the side door. So it's 8:30. Where'd he go? I don't know what he's here. Yeah, I heard the organ. I know a little process. Showed up so many times, blah, 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 a female companion, they thought I was gay. Thought I was a homosexual. Then they appointed
him.
He never comes here with anybody. He must be gay. I was not. I am not. I'm against that.
Why?
But people just didn't know that I was on the process. We got to be understanding of the process. I am. But I do know this. There is a
process.
You will become a learner. You will become a follower. You will start to drop the junk and get on the Jesus train.
Yes.
You'll start to stop doing those things that used to easily beset you. You'll stop believing the lies and start believing the truth. They're all over the place in this year.
Yes.
Now, maybe you're on this other one. You're on the restorative discipleship. You're being restored. Turn with me to Romans. I like this passage because it kind of sums it up, you know. Try to make it plain for folk. You dare say amen.
Amen.
Yes. You know, you came and you come and you, let's see. Most people come back to church because they had an issue. Or they had multiple issues. Come on, we talk. The Lord finally caught you up in your what?
Why?
Issue. Yes.
That's right.
Some got one, some got two, some got so many.
Yeah.
Maybe the waymaker.
Oh my God.
First 15 says, for that which I do allow not. For what I would, that do I not. For what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I can sin unto the Lord that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that what?
Dwells in me.
The chief demon extractor, you know, Paul.
Come on,
Paul. I want nobody to get cute on me anymore.
Amen.
Paul says that what I do, not but what I hate that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the Lord that it is good. Now then, no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. You can finish reading that, 3:20 later. I'm talking about the chief apostle. Had the Damascus Road experience, had his eyes fixed. He now could see clearly the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was on fire. Had his issues. Come on, buddy. Paul said, I got issues.
Issues.
Come on, give God the best praise. He knows all about your issues. Stop it. Stop it. Paul said, I got issues. Trying to do stuff, can't do it. Want to do stuff, it won't happen right. Because I got issues, yeah. He said, like, even when I don't want to do it, I do it.
Yeah.
Issues. I like the way he put it. It's hard to say. He said, it's not, verse 17, now then, there's no more I that do it, but what?
Sin.
But what?
Sin.
Where is it?
Dwelling.
Now, understand this, though, dwelling place is a home. It's home in
you.
A dwelling place is someplace where something can find shelter, where something can find a place to stay away from the things that would destroy it. A dwelling place is something of safety. And Paul says it's dwelling in
me.
Come on, somebody. Be revealed to me. We're talking about restored discipleship. I mean, you go so many years and you don't get yourself restored. Because you don't meet the standard of meeting the sins that dwelleth in you.
Yeah.
You hear the chief apostle, the chief of demon extractor, just comes out and says, I'm trying, but I got issues.
Oh my gosh.
And here we are. Won't go get no help. Fine. Won't go get no help. Fine. Won't go talk to pastor. Fine. Won't confess those things so that you might be sealed and healed. Fine. Hallelujah. God, get somebody free up in here. Talking to? Who do you really think you're talking to? Love you to death. Who do you really think you're talking to?
Wow.
I won't talk to you.
Yes.
God. Issues. And if Paul can handle issues,
yes,
make yourself so cheap to think that you don't have.
Amen.
Yes. Here's the real problem. You might even know you have what you're covering them up. You might know you have what you don't want nobody else. Now come on, son, I'm getting on this in a second.
Keep it real.
Don't want nobody else to know about. You know, the goal of the restorative discipleship is to reestablish the believer. To reestablish the believer. Write that down. And usefulness to the Lord. To the humbling learning cycle of the Lord. Paul says, I got
issues.
Even when I would try to do good, he says, evil is always present.
Yes.
I got
issues.
Now, you can act like you don't need the story of discipleship program that this church offers. All you want. But I know one devil that is watching you. He knows you got issues.
Yes.
Right.
And he'll try to throw you away. Throw you off.
Yes.
Get you confused. Get you stumbling.
Yes.
Get your witness all whacked. So that your children will look at you and say, you're whacked. You know you're whacked, right? Your husband will look at you, you're whacked. You know you're whacked, right? The family will look at you, you know you're whacked. What are you talking about? Poor George. What did you say? I'm going to church. Come and go with me to my Father's house. There's joy. 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 Come on, give a man a clap. That's right. You know, and then when you go home, you can add to that study Galatians 5 and 17. You just go ahead and study that yourself. That whole book there. You're going to find out that there's a process for you. You stop getting cute with this thing because the devil is going to hold you down. And you won't get into the restorative part of this discipleship thing that God wants you to have. You got to be a learner. Amen?
Amen.
Stop putting B before C. And B before A. God wants to rebuild you. I know you may only want to get built the way that we want to get built. But he says he will make you free. You don't get set free. You don't get turned loose. He doesn't even want you to be foot free. He doesn't want you to be fancy free. He doesn't want you to just figure it out on your own. He says, the Lord of heaven, the Lord of glory says, I'm going to make you free. I'll jump for it. He wants to take this off of you and take this off of you and fix this thing up here. He wants to help you. Let this mind be in you, the mind in Christ.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
You ain't got it when you come.
That's right.
You didn't have it when you went out there.
All right.
He's got to fix this there. You didn't think like Christ. And as you get on this discipleship restorative program, you're going to keep on thinking like you used to.
Yeah,
I go to church, but I don't know what my Bible is. Yes, I go to church, but I don't study. Yes, I go to church. I know the Lord. Yes, I go to church. That mind up there is not changing.
Yes.
You might have all the outside, but your insides are full of rotten bones.
All right, yes.
That needs to be oiled up, that needs to be changed, that needs to be made over. But right. That sin is growing.
Sin.
It's home.
He's crazy. He tells me.
Go to James. I'm almost there. No danger of 430. You know, and then we had this last one. Because we had the first two, what, we had initial?
Yes.
When we got the restorative?
Yeah.
You know, we just want to the normal. Somebody put it in a normal discipleship. Yeah, James?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. And you see here in James in verse, in chapter 1. Look at verse 19. Everybody do like this.
Amen.
Come on, do it. No, I got two of them here. I won't. No, that one ain't down. Got one of those, right?
Uh-huh.
We're trying to make it very plain. Very, very plain. This is where we mess up with our normal discipleship. Wherefore, verse 19 and verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 19, I'm sorry. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, first you have to tell them that you love them. That every man be what? Swift to hear.
Slow to speak. Slow to clap.
All right, let's do it together. Two. One. And just stop beating them up all the time. Listen. Slow to take offense. Slow to give up on them. They need your grace. Somebody gave you grace. The Lord of heaven gave you grace. Amen. You know, this normal discipleship takes place in the congregation. It's teaching all believers that Christ has commanded us all things about life. He has commanded you all, and he says, be slow to speak and do plenty of
listening.
Yes. Don't let me read. I love this part. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. See, we think we're doing God a favor because I'll fix them. He ain't fixing them. Wherefore, therefore, all filthiness and superfluousness, meekness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word of God. Somebody say, what?
What?
Just keep it real. God says, stop thinking more of yourself than you want to.
Amen.
You're my disciple now. And the normal process is now that you're in in a congregation is that you're going to come and you're going to grow and you're going to learn and you're going to want to learn. I shouldn't have to beat you up. I shouldn't even have to call you.
Yes.
You should have to pass the church. Come on! Come on! I know sometimes I might need a reference. You all saw all these somebody around and still want to jump up and down. And praise the Lord.
Amen.
Receive them with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to do what to you? Save your soul. We gotta stop fooling around with other stuff.
Yeah.
Amen. Notice what it says, the engrafted what?
Word.
Implanted word. It'll do what you can't do. It'll change your loved one. It'll do what you can't do.
It'll
fix them. It'll do what you can't do. It will convict them. When you are being the disciple that God has called you to be, you might have to sit there and do this for years.
That's true.
Oh, I know by that time you. Let me tell you something.
That's right.
I hit you on your toe.
Yes, Lord.
Go ahead and raise them up and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I won't do it anymore. You just stop right on my toe.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I've been with you for 6 months now and I've been just doing it. I didn't see 6 months later. I don't see a 1 year plan. Come on, somebody. I don't see a 1 year plan. I don't see a 5 year plan. I don't see a 25 year plan. You got yourself in it. God will get you. Oh, don't pick the toes up again. No. I got it, God. Can't take this no more.
Come on now. Yes, Lord.
Woo! Because your man is righteous love.
Yeah.
Ooh, man. I don't know if you want to use it. But I've seen what it can do.
Yeah.
It can melt a hardened heart. It can turn around one that's lost. It will certainly make you see Jesus more clearly. Yeah, you're on your way to see the King. Yeah, you might be taking a lift for the cross. Yeah, you might be getting a stripe as you're on your way through this barren land.
Right.
But I'm telling you right now, you can't fix it.
Yes, that's right.
You can make it worse. In verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Listen, y'all, the normal discipleship, the normal way of being a good follower of Jesus Christ, you're going to be excited about coming to church.
Mm-hmm.
You might even start getting excited on Saturday that you're going to be with the fellowship.
Amen.
You know, you look at some people go to church and they're not happy about it. What?
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody's making them go, what? I got to go to church. Oh, you need to get it out.
Amen.
It's not going to be at the end of the day when you go away from this house. How much you have gotten. Or how much you have given. There'll be but how much grace you gave. It won't be if you won them all. But it will be about what you have done for the Lord. You know, it won't be about how much money you saved. It'll be about how much grace you gave. We have to change our way. He will reward you. I promise you. He will not let you down to trust in this. Amen.
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 Amen. Now go and make disciples. Give God a hand clap.